أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Continuing with our look at the life of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, we now enter the awesome phase of the building of the Ummah, the building of the city, which would serve as an example for all Muslims. And this began after the Hijrah. We find that the Prophet is given an absolutely tumultuous welcome at Yathrib, basically because the Aus and the Khazraj, the two tribes that lived in Yathrib, had obviously heard about the message of Islam, and Islam had taken roots in Yathrib, and it was these people who had called Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Immediately the name of the city was changed to Madinatul Nabi, the city of the prophets. And somehow, because of this, the enmity between the tribes of Aus and Khazraj, when they were designated or given the name of Ansar, the helpers or supporters, suddenly completely went. The immigrants, the ones who came from Mecca, were only 45, and they were called the Muhajirun. And the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, just as he did in Quba or Qiba, was to organize the building of a mosque. And the place where the Hishi camel Kiswa stopped was an open courtyard with some palm trees belonging to two brothers named Sahal and Suhail. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered to buy the property from them, and they wanted to gift it to him, but the Prophet declined the offer, paying them two miskals, as it's called. A miskal is an Arab measure of weight equaling about an eighth of an ounce, and he paid them these two miskals in gold, and the price was settled. Can you imagine? The plot was cleared, and there's a mosque that was built. It was a structure about 54 yards in width and about 60 in length. It was made with clay bricks and mud and roofed with palm wood rafters, which were covered with palm branches, leaves and clay. And the trunks of palm trees were used as pillars to support the roof. The construction of this mosque, which is called Masjid al-Nabi, the Mosque of the Prophet, was distributed. And the Prophet had his share of the work, and he did not allow anyone to take his share of the work. Close to one side of the mosque, rooms were constructed for the Prophet and his family, and on the other side was rooms for the poor who had no houses of their own. And these rooms were called Suffa, and we find in the traditions that many people lived in the Suffa. Today too, there is a platform in Masjid al-Nabi that is called Suffa that reminds you of the people who lived there. Now most of the Muhajirun, the emigrants from Mecca, the 45 emigrants, were poor. They had no possessions. The Muslims of Medina, and thus called Ansars or helpers, provided them with food and shelter, and they shared their wealth with them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam established a bond of brotherhood between them, making one muhajir the brother of one ansar, therefore one emigrant the brother of one helper. And the ansars volunteered to share whatever they had, and it was an absolutely awesome relationship, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Anfal, ayah 72. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَحَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ عَاوَوْا وَنَصَرُوا أُولَٰئِكَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. Surely those, that is the Muhajirun, who believed and migrated and strived hard in the way of Allah with their property and their souls and themselves, that is, and the Ansar who sheltered and helped them, they are indeed friends and protectors of one another. For himself, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam established brotherhood with Imam Ali alayhi salam, saying, "You are my brother in this life of the world and in the hereafter." Next year, in 2 after Hijra, it was when Salah and Sawm, prayers and fasting, were made obligatory, and with them, Zakatul Fitr and the Eid Salah was introduced as well. Bilal ibn Rabah was the Ethiopian who became the first Mu'adhin of Islam. And then the Prophet, once praying at Masjid al-Qiblatayn, today known as the Masjid with two Qiblas, got the revelation by Allah of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 144 and 145. The essence of this message was قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةَ تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Indeed, O Muhammad, we have seen the turning of your face to the heavens in the heavens. So we shall turn you to a Qibla which you shall like. Turn your face then towards the sacred mosque, and wherever you are, turn your faces towards it. And those who had been given the book most surely know that it is the truth from their Rabb, and Allah is not at all heedless of what they do. And even if you bring those who have been given the book every sign, they shall not follow your Qibla, nor can you be a follower of their Qibla, nor are the followers of each other's Qibla. And if you follow their desire after the knowledge that has come to you, then you shall most surely be of the unjust. This masjid still exists today, and that's known as Masjid al-Qiblatain, the masjid with two Qiblas. The order that Rasulullah absolutely loved, which was to now pray towards the Kaaba in Mecca instead of Bayt al-Muqaddas in Jerusalem. And it is in the same year that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam marries Aisha, the daughter of Abu Bakr, who was 19 at that time. And in this same year, it is Fatima, his daughter, who marries Ali alayhi salam. And on that note, we will stop and continue with the year 2 after Hijrah, when the Prophet is about 54, and see the events that made those last 10 years of his life the 10 years in which he changed humanity.
Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.